This is a Fox News alert. Invaders reach Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces reaching the edge of the Ukrainian capital.
Now, Ukraine's defense ministry is saying that Russian forces have entered the northern suburb of Kiev, the Obolon region. Our own people on the ground have seen Russian tanks 12 miles from where I'm standing.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev.
The Minister of Defense is advising people to stay in their homes, that house-to-house fighting is going on, and they say that residents should arm themselves with Molotov cocktails, but stay in their homes.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky telling his country the Russian forces are looking for him.
According to our information, the enemy marked me as the number one target. My family is the number two target. They want to destroy Ukraine politically by destroying the head of state.
But Zelensky says he is not leaving. President Biden will join an online meeting of NATO leaders today as the Pentagon orders 7,000 more U.S. troops to Germany, who will later take up defensive position in NATO countries. The president announcing another batch of Russian sanctions yesterday.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen, to be part of the global economy.
Targeting banks and defense industries in Russia, but the president admits they will not have an immediate impact.
It's not going to occur. He's going to say, oh my God, these sanctions are coming, I'm going to stand down.
Americans will feel the pain at the gas pump as oil prices rise. GasBuddy.com says we'll be paying another 25 cents a gallon within a week or two, and $5 a gallon gas can't be ruled out. Sources tell Fox News President Biden has made his final decision on a Supreme Court nominee, but have not revealed the name or when the formal announcement will come. The Centers for Disease Control expected to loosen its recommendation for face masks today in indoor public spaces. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Ukraine's defense ministry says Russian forces have now reached the northern suburbs of Kiev. Gunfire has been heard in the city's government sector. Residents are being advised to stay in their homes but prepare to defend themselves. In several American cities, crowds taking to the streets in solidarity with the Ukrainian people.
Protesters rallied in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Denver. And here in New York, the crowd taking their message all the way to the permanent mission of the Russia Federation at the United Nations.
Stop Putin!
Stop Putin!
Stop Putin!
Some with hopes that this show of support for Ukraine will go beyond these protests, calling on world leaders to put any procrastinations aside and act now.
Fox's Laura Engel. 58% of the people responding to a new Fox News poll say the country is worse off than it was a year ago. President Biden's approval rating at 43%, while 56% disapprove, the worst marks of his presidency. CPAC, the largest annual gathering of conservatives, continues today in Orlando.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he firmly believes this November
change is coming. It is powerful.
The issues that could swing midterm elections were front and center. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn said she echoes what parents think on COVID rules.
They are saying no to masks, no to Zoom school.
While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took on President Biden directly.
He doesn't like Florida and he doesn't like me because we stand up to him.
The speakers continue through Sunday with former President Trump headlining Saturday night. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A hearing begins in California today to determine whether Scott Peterson should get a new trial for the murders 21 years ago of his wife and unborn child. His attorneys charge a juror who'd been a victim of domestic violence was biased. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.